Avalanche report for Wednesday, the 8th of January 2025. Fresh wind slabs require caution. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem. Especially in the aspects northwest to north to southeast. As a consequence of a sometimes storm force wind from westerly directions, wind slabs formed in particular in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. The fresh wind slabs remain prone to triggering. At high altitude and in the regions exposed to heavier precipitation, these avalanche-prone locations are more prevalent. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep shady slopes in areas close to the treeline and above the treeline. Individual snowslides are possible. This applies in particular on steep sunny slopes. Avalanches can additionally be released in the weakly bonded old snow. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found especially on very steep shady slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Caution is to be exercised in particular in areas where the snow cover is rather shallow, as well as it transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack. Avalanches can reach large size in isolated cases. And now the snowpack. 15 to 30 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, has fallen. In particular from the Adamello Presenella to the Brenta range up to 50 centimeters of snow has fallen. The sometimes storm force wind has transported the new snow. The wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack in particular on steep northwest, north and east facing slopes. Shady slopes, the old snowpack consists of faceted crystals. The fresh wind slabs are lying on soft layers. Steep sunny slopes, the fresh wind slabs are lying on a crust. We have the following danger patterns, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Thursday, the 9th of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.